With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A key oil refinery in Kuwait is among the latest targets of Iranian drones. The attack set the refinery on fire. The Saudis report their air defenses shot down incoming drones. And President Trump says that before the war, advisors warned him of higher energy prices.
They said, you know, if we do that, oil prices will go up, the economy will go down a little bit. I thought it would be worse. Much worse, actually. I thought there was a chance it could be much worse. It's not bad, and it's going to be over with pretty soon.
Prices at the gas pump have risen another 3 cents since yesterday. AAA's national average, $3.91 per gallon. The California average, $5.65. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says the U.S. was not involved in Israel's attack on Iran's South Pars natural gas field. President Trump says he asked the Israelis not to do it again. The Pentagon asking Congress for another $200 billion for Operation Epic Fury. As Democrats refuse to fund the Department of Homeland Security, TSA airport screeners are not getting paid, and some of them have been calling out sick. That's resulting in lines at airports that are growing longer by the day. The U.S. Mint gearing up to produce a Trump commemorative coin, and of course it's going to be a gold coin.
A federal arts commission stacked with Trump supporters who were appointed by him earlier this year approved the final design for a 24-karat gold commemorative coin bearing Donald Trump's image. Federal law says no living president can appear on U.S. currency, but an official at the Mint said the Treasury Secretary has authority to authorize the minting. The coin will be released in connection with America's 250th birthday this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 290 points. NASDAQ futures off 220. This is SRN News. Missouri pro-lifers take heart from a new poll.
The survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds that 47% of voters support an amendment to the state constitution that would ban abortion with first trimester exceptions. 40% oppose it and 12% haven't decided. Missouri has been flip-flopping on abortion the last several years. First, the legislature passed a ban. Then voters approved an amendment enshrining the procedure. This fall, they get a chance to decide again. Michael Harrington reporting.
A University of Portland professor sees Americans turning away from traditional concepts of good and bad. Beth DeFault says as societies grow more diverse and fewer people affiliate with formal religious groups, faith's moral influence on society is waning. People start to assemble their own sense of right or wrong from a patchwork of sources, and increasingly that involves scores, rankings, and dashboards. This is SRN News. Who should succeed Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen? President Trump and Senate Majority Leader John Thune weigh in.
On Thursday, Leader Thune and National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Tim Scott of South Carolina endorsed Representative Kevin Hearn's bid for the open Senate seat in Oklahoma to replace Senator Mark Wayne Mullen as Republicans look to avoid a messy primary in the red-leading state. Thune called Hearn a proven conservative leader and supporter of their shared Republican agenda. Thune said in a statement, quote, he will be a great asset in the Senate and has my full support and endorsement. The seat is open after President Donald Trump tapped Mullen to replace Kristi Noem as Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Minnesota clergy groups asking a federal judge to order ICE to allow in-person pastoral visits for immigrants held in a Minneapolis federal building. Church leaders accuse ICE of blocking clergy from providing sacraments and other spiritual care. More details at SRNNews.com.